Have you gone through a breakup or a divorce from a narcissist and had to deal with them afterward? If you have, chances are you did not have a very pleasant experience. In many cases, narcissists who feel rejected, they lash out at you and they make you feel like nothing. And this is very difficult for someone who has gone through this type of relationship already because in general, we struggle with our self-esteem and our ability to sort of even feel like a real person. In today's video, I'm going to share with you a recording, it's very brief, and a story about a fellow survivor who, as you'll hear in this recording, seems to have kind of gone numb during the relationship, and it seems that her ex uses her numbness to further traumatize her and treat her with disrespect. So that's exactly what we're going to talk about today at queenbeing.com. Why we go numb in relationships with toxic people, why we stop feeling things, and how you can sort of get that back. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
I'm Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, stick with me, hit that subscribe button, and let's get going. So before we listen to the recording, I'm going to give you a little backstory that this person told me. We're going to call her Sue. That's not her real name, but as I said in my previous video where I shared a recording, I'm going to protect her identity just to keep her safe. When you hear the two recordings I'm sharing with you today, you will be shocked and horrified. Sadly, I'm going to have to bleep out much of what is said because almost every other word is a cuss word or a word that you can't say on YouTube. But in this case, this woman only dated this man for 6 weeks. And for 3 years, she has been stalked and tortured by this man. She says he has ruined her life. She also says that she's been fired from 3 different jobs because of this stalking. He has accused her of everything under the sun, including being promiscuous, including having various STDs, such as herpes. And she said he's also been Facebook stalking her and Facebook smearing her. So she's going through active smear campaigns. She said she's done everything she can to try to get help from the authorities. This person even planted drugs in her home so that if she did call the police, he could show the police the drugs and have her arrested. She said this had her begging him not to call the police. She searched her home for the drugs and couldn't find them. She said that's exactly how twisted he had her feeling because of the constant mental abuse for 3 years. She said it was mind-blowing. He claimed she was addicted to heroin. He claimed she was addicted to crack. He claimed she was addicted to various illegal drugs. And much worse, many things I can't discuss here on YouTube. She said in February of this year, he went to her job and broke her windshield and had still smashed at this point because she's unable to afford the fix. She said this is the 5th time he's vandalized her car during this 3-year period. When she did try to go no contact during that time, he made it worse. So she felt that she needed to stay in contact with him because nobody was helping her. When she called the police, they wouldn't help her. They said she had no proof. But it finally recently ended, and the only reason is that he finally found a new girlfriend, a new source of narcissistic supply. And she said this person reached out to her and left her a horrible message on Facebook. It was clear to Sue that this woman had been fed a complete line of BS by her narcissist, which, as we know, is very common. Narcissists almost never tell the truth to the new supply. And if you think back to the beginning of your relationship with a narcissist, you might recall hearing a lot of really bad things about their previous person. And if you think ahead and you've been in a situation where your ex has moved on to a new person, you might also be experiencing something similar where the narcissist tells the new person horrible things about you that just aren't true. This is very common. Now, this is the hard part of this video. Sue broke up with this person herself. She wasn't discarded. She realized 6 weeks in that he was toxic. She said he kept lying to her and she noticed weird things about his behavior that felt like red flags to her. She said the moment that she finally broke it off, he physically assaulted her, leaving her with 2 black eyes. And then instantly he called the police and had them show up at her home, claiming that she assaulted him. She said the ironic thing that saved her is that he claimed she had hit him between the eyes And the police said that when someone does hit you between the eyes, it automatically gives you two black eyes. She was saved by the fact that the police knew this, so they didn't arrest her, and they in fact called him out on his lying at that time. But she added that they did not file charges against him for filing a fraudulent police report. When she wanted to press charges against him for filing a fraudulent report, the police told her that wasn't her place to do it, and if the police decided not to file a report, she didn't get to either. She pointed out to the police that she could have literally gone to jail for what he said, and again, they denied her request. She said he told her he would destroy her. That became his entire mission, she said, for the following 3 years, to bury her and destroy her. She said she doesn't want to stoop to his level, but that she does want some sort of closure. She said she got no closure, she got no justice, and as we know, that's unfortunately very common with narcissists. She did get a restraining order against this person, but when she asked the police how this piece of paper will protect her if, say, she's somewhere without her phone or her electricity goes out, she said, "How does this keep me safe? How do I enforce this order?" She said the officer wasn't reassuring and told her she could always jump out the window if she felt threatened. When she told the officer she lived on the third floor, he didn't seem daunted and didn't offer an alternative solution. She says despite what he says about her, that's not true. She's not a drug addict. She's not any sort of streetwalker. She said her daughter's on the dean's list at a major university and has been struggling with what she's reading about her mother in all of these smear campaigns. The worst part, she says, is that the officers in the town where she lives have been friends with this person for over 2 decades. And because of that, they wouldn't do anything. She said she went ahead and moved to another town at her own expense, and he still found her in the new town. Mind you, this was moving away from her home of 20 years for a person she had only dated 6 weeks. And she said that because of the fact that the relationship was only 6 weeks, they say that his abuse of her is domestic abuse instead of stalking, which is why it's so much harder for her to press charges. So I'm going to let you hear this recording right now. Take a listen.
Hey, you fucking pig hole. You think you're slick kicking me off Facebook? Don't worry, I got you too. You're about to get kicked off too, you f***ing. Spread your herpes legs. Tell some I just texted her some shit. Her f***ing too. You little horse. Watch what happens to you now. And I checked on this so-called war on yours. I just talked to Pat. You're a f***ing joke, you whore. I love your friend Kat. I love your friend Nancy. This guy you f***ing told his dead wife was a f***ing disgusting hooker. He's all over you too, you f***ing pig. F***ing herpes whore. Watch what happens now. Everyone's going to know the truth about your skank. And Dan's wife caught the herpes from you, by the way. She's f***ing livid. You destroyed a loving, beautiful family because you want to spread your legs and get some c***ed in your f***ing pig. It's all right. I'm going to come right now. You think I got a noodle and a little dick? This loves my c***ed.
And here's another recording she sent me that might give you a little more insight into her state of mind at this time.
You better answer your door, you.
You are.
You think you're gonna hang up on me, you?
Oh my God, this is not.
Yeah, keep smoking your crack. Coming right now. Call the cops. I'll show them where your crack pipe is. I'll make sure they know where the other ones are that I hid. You. I'm on my way right now. You think I'm kidding? I swear on my son, I'm on my way.
Oh my.
You want to be a little?
I'm not doing it.
I was gonna let it go, you pig.
I'm not doing
it. I was gonna let it go. Pig. You cheat! You watch what happens!
So clearly we are dealing with a very aggressive, overt narcissist here who feels the need to name call and belittle and treat someone like garbage. And I guess what I want to say to Sue is that you don't deserve this. No one deserves this. And it's really important that you start to take back your life and take back yourself here. So for Sue, I would offer a few things. First of all, you're going to need to take plenty of time to heal because even though that relationship ended over 3 years ago, you have been traumatized until recently. One of the things that you need to do is work on getting your own closure because, as you know, the narcissist will never give that to you. Something that I have done in the past that has worked for me, and I've also shared this with several clients, is to write the person a letter. Now, this idea came to me when I was much younger, and I was sitting there seething, feeling angry about someone who had recently hurt me. And in that moment, I literally heard an audible whisper in my ear. And it said, You have to forgive him. It said you have to forgive him. Initially, I was almost irritated by this. It was a whisper. No one was in the apartment with me. Don't call me crazy, but that's what happened. And in that moment, I knew that I was going to have to deal with my anger. It was not about forgiving this person for who they were or what they did. It was about letting go of my pain. So forgiving is not the right word here. It's about releasing what they've done to you. So the first thing that I did as a person who is by nature a writer is I wrote this person a letter. I sat down and I wrote it by hand and I said all the things I needed to say to this person. I said every cuss word, every mean thing I could think of, everything that they did to me, I wrote it all down. And when I was finished, because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist and I think too much, I then rewrote it. I edited it, took out some of the stuff that was unnecessary, and spent probably 2 or 3 hours doing this. It was quite long. When all was said and done, my intention was to mail the person the letter. I never did it because when I finished putting it on paper, I felt that the closure was already there. I felt like I had already gotten it out of myself. And the one thing I would remind you is at the very end of the letter, in my case, I wrote a paragraph that read something like, "And now I'm forgiving you, despite the fact that you don't deserve to be forgiven, but just because I want to get this horrible, negative, toxic energy out of my life. I'm giving it back to you, and I am releasing it, and I'm moving forward." And that's it. And then I signed the letter. I suggest that you write something similar at the end of your letter if you're going to do this in order to let go of this issue. And then the next thing I would do if I were you is I would start to focus on self-care, self-acceptance, unconditional self-acceptance. Because even though you didn't deserve what he said to you, and even though those things weren't true, what happens is that you become traumatized and you become desensitized to pretty much all things in your life on some level, all emotional factors. So start by giving yourself permission to be who you are in any given moment. Accept yourself, let go of the things that you can't control, and begin to focus on the things that you can. Try unconditional self-acceptance. I'm going to share a video link with you right there. Make sure you take a look at that when you finish watching this video, because it might actually help you to sort of get there to the place where you accept who you are, flaws and all. Once you've done that and you're unconditionally accepting yourself, you can move toward self-worth, self-love, and that kind of thing. But right now, you sort of need to find yourself again and get a sense of self. With that in mind, I would remind you that you do not need to be in a relationship with anyone for a while. Give yourself time to be single and remind yourself that it's totally okay to be single. Make sure if you haven't already that you get rid of all of the things that remind you of this person. Get rid of those texts, get rid of those messages, get rid of the photographs. Make sure that you have blocked him and his new supply and anyone else who might play a flying monkey for him on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. And finally, act selfish for once in your life. Act selfish. You have not done this before. You need to give yourself the opportunity to be selfish for once. What do I mean by this? Well, you told me that your daughter is in college, which means she's an adult. So now your primary focus must be yourself. Chances are that you've never really focused on just yourself, at least not in the last 25 years or so, due to the fact that you did have a daughter. And if you have focused on yourself in the past, even better, because now this gives you the opportunity to kind of remember what it is to give yourself a chance. Remember that the best revenge, the best thing you can do to get past this sort of thing, the best way to sort of get back at a narcissist for treating you the way they do, is to live your life well without them, to be happy without them, to continue to thrive without them. Give yourself that opportunity. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be safe. You deserve to feel love and to be loved. That all starts with loving yourself enough and accepting yourself enough to know that you really do deserve better and to take nothing less. Take care of yourself, stay strong, and know that you're not alone. If you'd like to learn more, take a look at the video and the link above right now. It's going to give you a little more information about this topic and help you with some healing ideas. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, did this recording resonate with you? Could you recognize any of it? And have you personally dealt with the feeling of going numb after such treatment? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Before I go, I'd like to say a really quick thank you to all of my subscribers, all of the people in my Spanily, and to all of my channel members, those people who choose to support me through the YouTube membership program. You'll see their names scrolling right there. Thank you so much. Your support helps me to produce more content, to share more free things with our community of narcissistic abuse survivors, and it means the world to me. It is literally my mission in life. Thank you again for your support. It means so much to me. Before I go, take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.